And up next, always fun to have a special guest here in the archives tonight. And kind of a last-minute surprise for us tonight. And I've never had a chance to talk to this guy before. I'm really looking forward to talking to John Pantano. John, thanks so much for joining us.
Hello, Jerry. Good to be with you tonight.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on board with us. And let's get to meet you a little bit, John. Now, rumor has it that you were born in Italy. Is that correct?
I guess it's not a rumor anymore, but I was. I came here when I was 3 years old. We came over on the, I think it was the Andrea Dora, which is, I think, at the bottom of the Atlantic still, because it, a few years later it sank. So, a bit of trivial information, I'm sure.
Well, at three, then, I'm guessing you don't remember too much of the old country then, huh?
I don't remember too much, yeah, not at all, actually, I don't remember. So I pretty much grew up in Southern California.
Okay, well, that was my next question. When you came to the States, where did you wind up? Southern California?
Yeah, we landed, ended up in Pasadena, which is pretty much where I stayed and graduated through high school and college and all that. It was the city of Pasadena, California.
Okay. Now, did you grow up in a Christian home?
I did. You know, my family being Italian, that's where we were Catholic primarily, and that's what I grew up being a Catholic until I was a teenager, and then I decided that wasn't quite for me at that time. And that's when I eventually became a Christian later. Well, I think I was 19 years old by then.
And how did that happen? Why don't you give us that story?
Yeah, I was playing in different various rock bands around town and kind of got a little bit burned out with that whole thing. And then my brother came home one night and was reading the Bible, and I thought he'd flip because he was a wild kid. So when I saw it, I kind of paid attention, and he told me, and I said, you know what, this sounds real interesting. And within a week or two of that, I decided to give my life to God, and it sort of changed my world. And I was still playing in rock bands and doing all you know, around the L.A. area. And then that's when I met, it was really probably 6 months to a year before, and then I met Ron Salisbury, who we hooked up, and he was just starting J.C. Power Outlet, the band that he wanted to get out of his rock band and do the same. He wanted to sing for Jesus, and that's how that came about. And so he asked me to join up, and I did. And we've had quite a few years of touring and playing together.
Now, backing up a little bit there on that, John, your interest in music, were you fairly young when that took off for you?
I think so. I started playing guitar when I was old and had an interest in it. And when the Beatles and all that happened, it's a familiar story from a lot of different people that I've heard. It's the same thing. We saw the Beatles and said, wait a minute, I can do that. And I think I was in my first rock band when I was 13. And then we played quite a while with different people and grew up actually in the same, down the street was Eddie and Alex Van Halen brothers lived down the street. So we played around town. You know, I wasn't in their band. They weren't in mine, but we always saw each other. That was my upbringing, which was all in Pasadena.
Oh, okay. Now, do you remember your introduction to the contemporary Christian music scene?
I do. Well, Ron, when I met Ron, we just played we were the earlier Christian bands that decided to, you know, be a rock band singing about Jesus, and Myrrh Records took an interest in us. I think they had Randy Matthews first of all, but we were the first rock band that actually that they signed to their label. Their fairly new label, Myrrh label, was and Billy Ray Hearn was the producer that produced our first record, and we did two records with them. And then eventually, after touring for quite a few years, we were always friends with Larry Norman. That's how we got the last record done, the Donald Salisbury record was done with Larry at Solid Rock.
Okay, the name Power, J.C. Powerlet, it's kind of unusual. Where did that come from?
That was actually Ron's idea from the very beginning. He had the idea that the AC power outlet in the wall with the electricity that comes out, the AC power outlet, well, he wanted to do the JC power outlet for the obvious reason to proclaim Jesus and make it kind of a powerful statement of faith. And so he said, let's go with JC power outlet. And he'd already had that when I actually met him. He was singing solo, I think, for about a year and decided to do the power outlet thing. And that's when we met.
Okay. Well, folks who may not remember the Power Outlet, I dusted off a track here from the first project. I mean, if you could give us any background. I believe, I'm pretty sure Ron Salisbury wrote this track, but queued up long time coming. You had any background on this track?
Yeah, Ron had written quite a few songs, and then as he progressed musically, he was a little more folksy when we first met, but then he kind of got his roots were also had some rock and roll roots, and he came out with the song. You're talking about Long Time Coming? Yeah, we started to see a change in the church around us with a lot of people getting saved, and it became a different thing. So I think that song sort of explains that.
We are chatting tonight with John Pantano from the JC Power Outlet. This is their song from 1972. It's called Long Time Coming, and it's from the archives in WJTL.